needed the less you gave. I guess you thought that it worked that way. You never would listen.
Welcome back to the Nashville Defense. It's Randy Miller. And just settle in here for a little conversation with one of the ultimate queens of country music, Lori Morgan. Hey, Lori, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your weekend?
Well, it was good. It was full. I was in, played in Kentucky and played in Indiana. And now I'm home for a couple days, just in time to do a lot of laundry.
You know, that's what I think about when I think of Lori Morgan. I think, man, I bet she does a lot of laundry. Hey, I just talked to Pam Tillis, your touring mate here on the program, on the Grits and Glamour tour that you're on. And I asked Pam, I said, who's grits and who's glamour? And she said, depends on the day.
That's right. That's right. It really does. It really does depend on the day.
You guys having a good time out there?
We are. And this is our 10th year doing that. So
I did not realize that.
Yeah. Yep,
wow.
10th year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you must get along.
We do. And, you know, surprisingly, you get two divas out there on the road. And I was a little nervous at first. But, man, we've just become great friends and good buddies and confidants. And so we got lucky. It worked.
That's great. And not only two divas out there, but you guys both have famous country dads, country music dads.
Yes, we do. Right. And we're very proud of that heritage.
Yeah, your dad, George Morgan, had some of the greatest classic songs. And so, you know, obviously Mel Tillis, too. But that's kind of probably fun to talk about on the road, huh?
Oh, it's a blast. And I kid Pam all the time about how handsome, you know, on stage I'll talk about, she says, my daddy, you know, he was so blah, 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 blah. And I said, oh, he was so hot. And the audience just dies laughing. And she's like, and I said, hey, you're just glad I'm not your stepmother. And she flips out.
Ah, that is great. That is so good. We're talking to Lori Morgan here on the Nashville Defense. So, you know, you and I are exactly the same age, and you're supposed to be at this age slowing down. Has anybody ever told you that?
You know, I've tried to tell my husband that that's the rule.
Right.
I'm supposed to start slowing down, and he just walks away when I say that. I don't know what's wrong.
I mean, you're doing more now than you've ever done. You get so much, and we're going to get into all of this, but I mean, you're just, you're doing all kinds of stuff. And I grew up in, I know you live in Nashville. I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I did country radio morning shows from WIVK to everywhere around the country. And I remember, and this is the effect I think that country music has that no other music category has. But I can remember when I was, man, I must have been 10 or 11, and my mom took me to a show starring Penny DeHaven. Do you remember Penny DeHaven?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's going back, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard that name in,
I know.
Gosh.
I know. And so Penny DeHaven, I don't know how it was that I was able to meet her at that show, and she kissed me on the cheek. And I will never, ever have that feeling again in my life. I mean, that, but that's, I think that's what country, I mean, don't you believe that? That country music kind of transcends that?
It affects people that way. It really does. And it, anyway, yes, it does affect people that way, whether it's a hug or a kiss or, you know, just to be able to walk up on somebody's bus. And, you know, it means a lot to people.
Yeah.
It really means a lot to people, especially young kids. And, you know, we are, we're who they look up to. And I just, you know, I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, I remember the first time I had sex with Dolly Parton. I mean, I won't.
Yeah.
And I'll never.
Me too. It affected me, I'm telling you.
talking to Lori Morgan here on the National Defense. So our audience, Lori, is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And
well, they must have a good sense of humor.
They better have a good sense of humor. But I know that you've been involved with them for most of your life, right? You've done a lot with the military.
I have. My dad was in the Army. My uncle was in the Marines. My brother-in-laws were in the Army, and they were active in Vietnam. My dad was years and years ago in the Army. My uncle was in the Marines, and he was on Guam, and he was 16 years old. And as soon as the PT boats landed, you know, on the island, that big door came down, and he got shot first thing and was paralyzed for life. And but I will tell you, he never complained, never said a bad word about the Japanese soldier that shot him. And matter of fact, he said, "I don't blame him. He was a young boy and he didn't want to be there as much as I didn't want to be there."
Oh, wow. Wow.
And he lived to be 87 years old, something like that, and had a blast.
Wow.
The time of his life, he did.
What an attitude. I mean, to carry that kind of an attitude,
he got purple hearts, and you know, his heart, it might have been purple, but I'm telling you, the closest thing to my dad when my dad passed away,
right,
all we had was my Uncle Bill. And but he ensured we all had a good time, and he loved to have the family together. And I can remember every kid in school, when we had to do a report on some kind of war, they all rushed to Uncle BB's house.
Oh, yeah.
Get the whole scoop, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, you know, that's the thing now, and we talk about it all the time on this show, is that it used to be, I know when I was growing up, you knew veterans, every veteran that was on your block, you knew who it was, and somebody that had gone to war or served. And anymore, it's you don't. It's just like...
Well, you know, my husband and I are always walking up to somebody and saying, "Hey, thank you for your service." And whether it's a fireman or a policeman or military, you know, people have given our police department and all the department. They're just crazy. People are just giving them down the road. And I'm like,
yep.
Jesus, what's happening to this world?
Right, right.
And man, you know, my sister was married to her husband has since passed away, but he was in Vietnam, and she told me of a thing that was popular, that if you have somebody who served in one of the wars, that you are supposed to put a green light on your front porch that lights up at night, like a green bulb. And so I started putting them on my porch at night, and it's amazing. People will come by and say, "Hey, I didn't know you had somebody in the military." I mean, it's like, you know, it's a thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard about that. And that is that's a great thing. We're talking to Lori Morgan here in the National Defense, and so much to get into here. I just watched the video for Nashville Hot Chicken. And I love that. I mean, everybody's in that. Vince Gill is in that deal. Tracy Lawrence. And I didn't know that you were the official ambassador for Nashville Hot Chicken.
Well, some people call me that, and some people say it's another lady, but I give it to the other lady who introduced me to my family to Hot Chicken. She ran Princess Hot Chicken for years, owns Princess Hot Chicken, and that's how we got introduced to Hot Chicken when we were young kids. My dad brought it home from the Opry one night, and we are just a family of hot flavored food. You cannot get it too hot. My son eats stuff that would they might want to start looking at it for the military to send people to the moon, man.
I'm study talking. That guy. Well, yeah, and you, it's fun. It's just like my wife. My wife can eat anything hot, and she, yep. You know, every time we go to Nashville, we go to Hattie B's, and I know that's kind of a war there between Prince's and Hattie B's.
But let me tell you the place to go.
Yes,
I have to tell you, it's on Clarksville Highway, and it's called 400 Degrees.
Oh.
It's the best hot chicken you'll ever put in your mouth.
400. I'm writing it down now. 400. Yep. 100 degrees.
The lady's name is Aki. She owns it. She started it from bottom up. And, buddy, she's only open a few hours a day. So you got to catch her at the right time.
400 degrees. So yep. You like spicy? Well, you know, I'm not surprised that Lori Morgan likes spicy stuff, because your entire career has been pretty spicy. I mean, you have been out there doing it, and doing it in a great way, and kind of just always doing your own thing. And I understand that you are writing a book, right?
I am writing a book. I went down to Florida and spent some days alone on the beach writing my book. And since I got back, I've had writer's block and haven't written a page yet.
Well, you've been a little busy doing laundry.
Yeah, the laundry is killing me.
Well, so let me ask you about a couple of things that I know we're going to talk about in the book, about how women were treated in the music industry. And, you know, I don't think it's any secret to anybody, but some of these early pioneers like yourself and like Tammy Wynette and Jeannie Seeley, the things, Loretta Lynn, some of those things that those women had to go through to get to the point where they were noticed. I'm so glad you're talking about that.
Well, it is a truth. It's a true fact, and it's not. It was tough, you know. It's just like any other woman in any other working place.
Yep.
We just get the notoriety for some reason, but it's for the women, the waitresses, the secretaries. We were treated just like they are, or they were. And, you know, finally women started speaking up for themselves and got a lot of people nervous. And
exactly.
You know, and finally I said, you know what? I got a number one record. I'm not going out unless I get the money that guy's making right there.
Yep.
And I meant it. You know, you people are afraid to say what they feel and what they demand, and sometimes you have to demand as a woman, because when you're a guy and you demand something, you know, and this has nothing to do with you, Randy, because you're in a total different position.
That's right. I'm perfect.
I know you are, but when you have a guy out there who makes a decision, oh, he's a smart businessman.
Right.
But when you have a woman out there who makes a smart decision,
what a bitch.
She is a bitch.
What a bitch.
She's a bitch to work for.
Right. Right.
And, you know, it's a shame, and I don't mind being called one. You can call me one till the end of time, but I'm going to do what's right for me and my family.
Hey, absolutely, and, I mean, especially you, Lori, because, I mean, first of all, you're the first woman to start your career with three consecutive platinum albums. That should mean something, right?
Well, it should, I would think, Randy, but here I am doing laundry.
How many times... And like I told you, I've been in radio my whole life. I've never been a program director and never been a music director. I've always been a show host. But how many times at radio stations were you propositioned so that they would play your song?
I cannot even tell you this, Randy.
I mean, you're a beautiful woman. And, you know, that territory is well known, especially among radio, right?
Yes, it is. And, you know, there's one name, I'm not going to say it, but there's one name that sticks out that if I ever run into him again, I will smack him in the face. He held me over a barrel for years. And finally, I was on RCA Records. And finally, Joe Galani, the president of RCA, called me in for a meeting. I thought, well, this is it. I'm getting fired because I'm not doing what they're asking me to do. And he called me in, and the whole staff was in there and applauded me for what I said to this gentleman. No, he's not a gentleman, this man.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of it wasn't just disc jockeys. It was a lot of record executives that made you propositioned you for, you know, a place on their label. And that's in my book. It's all in my
book. I'll bet. I cannot wait to read that. I mean, because that's just been happening. I mean, well, just the way the music industry and other industries have treated women in general has been happening forever. And so it's so great that you are writing this book and talking about that, because,
and you know, here's the thing, I'm not ratting people out. This is not I'm telling, this is how hard it has been for me personally. I can't speak for Tanya, I can't speak for any of the other girls, Pam and all that, but for me, this is what it was for me. You know, I didn't have my dad at 16 years old. I lost him at 16. So I was on my own trying to find my way through this business. And I just knew that my morals and my upbringing was not going to let me go and get a label deal by going to bed with somebody. I mean, it wasn't going to happen for me.
We're talking to Lori Morgan here in the National Defense. You also talk about in your book why you never tried cocaine.
I was afraid I'd like it.
Remember, do you remember what Rodney Dangerfield said about cocaine?
No.
He said, I really don't like it. I just like the way it smells. I cannot wait to read this book. This is going to be so great. Hey, I want to talk about your late husband, Keith Whitley, the incredible Keith Whitley, inducted into the or the announcement of the induction finally into the Country Music Hall of Fame, and this this monument that is honoring him, right?
Yes, we have a monument that we're trying to get. I've had a lot of flack about that too.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Fans just feel like sometimes they have a right to bitch about everything you do, and they don't. They don't know what my life is and what, you know. We're putting a
I know what
beautiful,
you mean.
We're putting a beautiful monument for Keith up at the cemetery, where he deserves a better monument than when he died. I had nothing, and I believe it was Joe Galani that paid for his monument or his casket. I can't remember which one it was. But I got him a small, nice stone, which is still a beautiful stone, and I'm going to keep it when the new one comes in. But, you know, you go to the cemetery and you see Roy Acuff, and you see all these beautiful statues and these beautiful monuments they have. Well, Keith would feel uneasy with that. That's not what he would want. So the monument is quite large, but it's very simple, and it's very it makes a statement when you walk up. And so we're raising money because every fan who donates or gives, their name will be around the bottom of the statue. That they were part of his, you know, his statue.
His legacy.
Yeah. So a lot of people were like, well, why don't she just pay for it? Well, you know, I just don't have that much money laying around my house. So, come rob me. Don't anybody come rob me.
Well, no, but I love this, Lori, because, if you go to Indiegogo, that's where you're raising the money. And
that's right.
And I love it because you're letting Keith Whitley and your fans be a part of this. And I just think that's so cool.
Well, I do too. And we did too. My manager, my publicist, we all sat down and talked about the pros and cons of it. And, you know, I'm willing to battle. I mean, I'm not afraid, but I just want them to see how important it is for them to be on his name. I mean, his monument. They were a part of, you know, they go out there all the time anyway, and they leave beer tops and room keys and all kinds of crazy packs of cigarettes for him, and it's crazy. And I have to go out there and clean this monument off, and I appreciate them coming to see Keith.
Sure.
you know, he really can't use the room keys.
Right, right. And he stopped smoking a long time ago. So.
A long time ago. But you know what? Jesse Keith, our son, he smokes a cigarette for Keith every time he goes out there. He sits down and he smokes a cigarette. Keith loved them damn cigarettes.
We are talking to Lori Morgan here on the National Defense. And talking about Keith, I mean, it's like the guy, just the legend lives on because TikTok now has this viral thing going on about one of his songs called Miami, Miami. What is that about?
I don't know. I never heard of it. I mean, I heard the song.
Yeah.
But I didn't know there was a TikTok.
I mean, millions of views of videos that have that song attached to it.
Good God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a big TikTok user. I'm not a big Snapchat. I barely can get my email.
right. That's me.
My kids have to tell me, hey, Mom, let me tell you how to get on and look at this, you know. Right. So,
right. I was talking to my daughter the other day, and I texted her a picture. And it's one of those things where I want to do a podcast now just called Did You Get It? Did you get it? Hey, let's talk about your music here for a little bit, because you're still doing great music. A Picture of Me. I listened to that Picture of Me without you. And, you know, you've done some great covers. You've done some incredible original songs. And you've also, I didn't know that you have done so many performances with other people. But, I mean, the Beach Boys, really?
Yeah, I know. I'm still in shock over that one. I'm like, what?
And that was at the Grand Ole Opry, right?
Well, no, I recorded with them 10 years ago.
Okay.
And they just made their first Opry appearance a few weeks ago in their 50-some career, a year career.
Right.
They just now made their Opry debut.
Wow.
And I just happened to be the one they asked for that night. And I was so, I was so flattered.
Well,
and nervous.
That's some big company there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Lori Morgan and the Beach Boys. Who doesn't see that show?
Oh, my God. It was so good. And, you know, I've been so blessed to record with my idols like Johnny Mathis and Tammy Wynette and Andy Williams and Frank Sinatra. I mean, what are you kidding? What do you want, Lori? Just
just sit down for a minute.
Yeah, go live in a trailer for a while.
Now, tell me about Frank Sinatra. I didn't know that.
Yeah, go to the Frank Sinatra Duets 2 album.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm doing a song with him called Funny Valentine and How Do You Keep the Music Playing?
Oh, wow.
And that's, you know, hanging on my wall in the kitchen. And he sent me a picture frame, and I lost it during one of the moves. It was a silver picture frame. I had to start talking, Randy. he fixed me a hot cup of coffee, and I never got a chance to enjoy it. But anyway.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So he sent me this frame, and I lost it, and I don't know. It's just heartbreaking. I've lost so many things during the moves over the years,
sure.
You know, albums, pictures. I used to have walls and walls of pictures of people I met and albums and stuff. And I'm looking at these walls in my bedroom going, there ain't a damn thing hanging on these walls.
Well, we've had now another guy that we've had on the show is Larry Gatlin, one of your buddies, and you're co-writing another project, I guess, with him, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Larry Gatlin. You know, the thing about Larry Gatlin is he really doesn't speak his mind.
No, bless his heart. I got to get him out of his shell.
I know. You really need to, because I just wish the guy would really voice his opinion.
Yeah, I know. He's shy like that, you know.
Hey, and you also were on stage with Judy Collins. And I got to tell you my Judy Collins story. I interviewed her husband, who was he designed a monument in Washington, D.C. for veterans. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And I didn't know that he was married to Judy Collins. And so, you know, near the end of the interview, I said, so you're married to Judy Collins? And he goes, Yeah, yeah, it's fantastic. And I said, I'll bet. She had just got back from a tour in Italy or something. And but her husband is equally renowned for his monument building, I guess.
You know, I'm always afraid to meet people I've idolized because I'm afraid they're going to be asked.
Right, scares me.
So I was afraid the night I worked with her that I was like, oh, I want to meet her, but I don't want her to brush me off and be one of those people that I don't want to listen to, you know, her songs anymore. And she was so gracious and so nice. And, you know, I was so happy to have gotten to meet her.
You know, I always get the question from people that listen to the show about how many, you know, who's the biggest athlete that you've ever interviewed. And ironically, it's weird, but when Tim McGraw was first coming up, that was him. now he's changed over the course of years, and I don't know if Faith had a lot to do that with that or not, but man, was he just a turd.
Well, you know what? I'm going to call him after this. And he said, boy, did you get a reputation?
I know. I'm sure he's a lot different now. But
I have met quite a few of them, actually.
Yep, I'll bet.
One of my, I can't even say it. I can't even go
there. Oh, come on.
Okay. I was in L.A. and, oh, my God, my dream to meet Tony Bennett. And I was he cut one of my dad's songs. He cut Candy Kisses.
Oh,
and so I was gonna go and introduce myself. And I mean, he just held up his hand like, not now. And I said, I mean, I was hurt. I was devastated.
Yeah.
I've never gotten over it. But I get
Tony
it.
Tony Bennett?
As I've gotten older. You're doing some older in this business.
Yeah.
You know, you're involved in something and somebody pushes their way. I didn't really push my way in, but I understand the wait a minute, but it was almost like, oh no.
Right. You know? Like, don't be that guy. Don't be that.
Yeah. Don't be him.
Yeah.
So, but I still want to meet him.
Man, Candy Kisses. Wow. What a tremendous song. That was.
That was a great song.
And still is. Did he write that?
He did.
Oh, wow.
He wrote it. And you know, back then, Randy, people had a whole career on one song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Can't do that no more.
No, that's right. Hey, well, that's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, Lori. We're talking to Lori Morgan here in the National Defense. And I've gone too long, and I apologize.
You get laundry. You're going to get spanked by Claire, I think.
I know. You got laundry to do. But what, and I'm sure this is going to be in the book too, but you know, the changes in the music industry from the time you started to now, it's incredible. It's incredible. Some good, some bad. But I was talking to a record guy the other day, and he told me that if you don't have a million views on whatever, you're not getting in.
I don't know about that.
No,
I don't know. And what is in?
Well, I mean, if you're trying to get started right now in the record business and you don't have a million views on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, that record labels are not even going to look at you.
Yeah, because you've done all the work.
Right. But now
they did the work.
But you also, well, that's true. The record promotion guy. But you had to do a lot of work when you started.
Oh, I did. I had to go road trips and, you know, radio, get on the road and do the radio tour and all that stuff. And it's a lot easier now. But, you know, still, what is the record labels doing? What is their promotion?
Exactly. I could promote somebody that's got a million views on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's weird. It's all messed up. I don't try to figure it out, but I am getting ready to produce a new girl. And I call her a new girl because she's actually singing country music, like Loretta Lynn country.
Yes, like Lori Morgan country.
Well, she's even more country than me. She's Loretta Lynn.
Wow.
And she writes. She's precious. She's young. And we're getting ready to go in the studio October 10th and 11th. And she's out. She works. She's in my band. She's plays guitar and sings. And she's just, I think she's a little star waiting to happen.
Wow. Wow. That's going to be exciting. Well, hey, Lori, it's just been such a pleasure talking to you. You're so great.
Thank you, Randy.
Enjoy you so much. Where's the best place for people to see and hear and find out all about Lori Morgan?
Well, I have my own personal Facebook that I post a lot on. My husband posts a lot of stuff on Facebook too, Randy White. And then we have Lori.com. And you just never know where I'm going to show up.
That's right. Exactly.
Lori.com will give you dates and things like that and updates and whatever. Actually, we're looking for a new person to run my my business.
Okay. I'm Facebook. Available.
All right, Randy.
Have you ever
get ready?
Have you ever shared a stage with anybody? Have you ever been on tour with a guy that you didn't marry?
Well, you are not afraid to ask anything.
I'm just kidding.
You know, no, let me tell you a funny story. I worked with this guy one time. This has been years ago. And he said, hey, this was after the show. He said, hey, how come you and I have never hooked up? I said, because I marry everybody I sleep with. That's why.
Love it. That better be in the book.
That's but great. That's not true, actually. But I just thought I'd throw in for a loop.
That's good. Lori, thank you so much. Go do some laundry.
All right, Randy. Thanks. Okay. Bye.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
I'm looking for something in red. Something that's shocking to turn someone's head. Strapless and sequined and cut down to fit. Stockings and garters and lace underwear. The guaranteed number to knock a man dead. I'm looking for something in